quit that. All right, now we're ready. All right, let's go. All right, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here today. We got a little thing we can all read now, so you don't have to really bring your books. Or I was going to bring your have you bring your Statue of a Perfect Man book, but I think we'll just read it off of here if that's all right with y'all. Yeah, you can put notes in if you want to bring your book. But what we're going to do is today is I'm going to read this. We're going to read a few things that Brother Branham talked about, the Statue of a Perfect Man. And then we're going to start on the foundation of faith. If you'll notice, live me a sermon. You see that right there? What does that look like? Okay. That's what we're heading toward. All right, we're going to read what the prophet said about it. But everybody turn your Bibles to 2 Peter 1. And we'll get what the prophet said. Now, I want to thank Susan and Donnie for giving me this. This is not an iPad, but it's close enough. It's good enough for me because I can use it with all the sermons and everything I need. Joe and and some of the brothers put all the sermons that I preach with all the notes on the in this computer. So if I go out wherever preaching, I can read it off here, but I can also print it off and have it in my hands. So makes it a lot easier. Oh, well, I'm sorry. But
I don't like the preacher. Like, reading it off.
Well, you won't ever find me except for down here scrolling. I won't do that up in the pulpit because I get out from behind the pulpit. I have to carry this with me all the time, you know. You see some of them preachers, I don't know how they're going to get, like Brother Jewel Forney could never use, well, he'd break it before he even got started. So. He'd have 14 or 15 of them. Or he'd either sweat on it and destroy it, one of the two. So, right. So now let's read it out of the Bible, and then we'll let the prophet read. So we're going to start on the Statue of a Perfect Man. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained. That word obtained there means entrance. The word obtained there means entrance. So there's something that we've entered into. And you'll read here, we'll let the prophet paraphrase down through here, but let's read it according to the scripture first. To them that have obtained like precious faith. So in other words, Peter's saying, you've obtained the same faith I have. And Peter got his on the day of Pentecost, right? Now what was different in Peter and then the 3,000, the 120 in the upper room, they walked with the virtue himself. They walked with Jesus Christ for 3.5 years. Everything he said, sure it was a mystery to most of them. Sure it's a mystery to most of us, even in our walk with God. But he planted that in them, and then when the Holy Ghost fell on them, it quickened, because that's what he said. He said, when I come, I'll quicken what you've heard and show you things to come. All right. So Peter could write this because Peter was in this position of having the virtues working in his life. Like I said last Sunday. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, what do you have? Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. All right? And he had a certain part of love. Let's don't put that out and say, well, he didn't have any love. No, he had a certain part of the capstone ministry, but he didn't have the fullness or the apex or the adoption part of what Brother Branham's going to show us. That's why Brother Branham had to come and preach the Statue of a Perfect Man. In 1962, to bring us back to the faith of the fathers, then he could open the seals. That's what I'm saying. We can have a knowledge of the seals, and we can have an understanding of the seals, and we can listen to Brother Dale, like he said. Oral Roberts has got a copy of the seals. We can read it in the book. But see, we've got to be where these six virtues, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 virtues, I mean, are working in our life. Then the seals can really be open. If we're just floundering around down here with a new birth, yeah, we can have a part of the seal, but that's just reading the book. I can read the seal book and show you that the white horse rider is the Antichrist because that's what the prophet said. Right? But having these virtues working in our life really shows us who that Antichrist is, because if you're not for the word, you're against it, so you're anti-word. even if you're born again. What Dad's been telling me, you can be born again in your soul. No, you can be born again in your soul. Well, how'd Wesley and Luther teach Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism? And they had a new birth.
Yeah, but when you say anti-word, I feel like the word's been offered to you and you turn it down.
No, we're born anti-word. And you know what Daddy's been telling us? You're born anti-word. And we're continuing. Hang on a minute. You can be born again in your soul. But that Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism was never taught by the new birth. So that's anti-word.
Okay.
Right? Is that anything in the word that was right? No, but God winked at that because it's been hidden. That's why to you and I, it's been revealed. And we can take it and we can say we know what justification is. We know what sanctification is. Now we know what the new birth is, but we still, why do you think we need these virtues? Why, if we got everything when we got the Holy Ghost, why do we need knowledge? What does knowledge do? Knowledge of the Word of God casts out that Antichrist. See, people, the Antichrist is not out yonder in here. It's right here. Brother Branham come to a place to where he was anti-Word because the Word, he saw the white horse rider right away from him. In other words, that anti-Word that he was had a part of before, because he preached the wild horse rider was the Holy Ghost. That's anti-word. That's not the word. That's anti-word. See, anti-word doesn't mean that you have to totally disagree with the word. Now, somewhere you will, or somewhere you'll come into this. Why do you think people are dying and going by the grave? They're not the fullness of the word. They have anti-word right here. This is anti. This is always anti right here. That's why the mark is 666 in the forehead, not on the forehead, in the forehead. What? In your intelligence. That's what Dad's trying to do. He's trying to kill that anti against. How else can you explain it? How can you explain that Martin Luther went through the world with the baptism of the Holy Ghost just like you got? But yet he taught a false doctrine. Right? Anti-word. But God winked at that, knowing that you and I, now we have no excuse. Zero excuse. Now we come up to now where if we turn the word down, then we're anti-word total. All right? Does everybody understand that? That's right. That's why it's got to develop. It's got to be something that develops in you. Being born again. Well, why do you need the being born again if you don't have something anti in you? This is Antichrist. This thing right here is anti-word. It didn't come the right way, right? Does everybody understand that? I know you don't understand, but you better understand you're anti-word until the fullness of the capstone comes.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, yeah.
My question is, Brother Brunner said, the evidence of the Holy Ghost is when you say amen to every word. That's in Christ is a mystery of God revealed.
I can say amen to every word, but do you make it fulfilled every day? Nope.
Well, now,
nope.
Now my question is, how can you have the Holy Ghost or the new birth and your anti-word, the same word?
I just explained it. You weren't listening.
I know the flesh will never be saved.
That's right. So that's what I'm talking about. This is anti-word.
Like Brother Branham preaching the White Horse Rider is the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. So that's anti-word. Show me in the word where the Holy Ghost is the white horse rider. Show me in this word where the Holy Ghost is the Antichrist. As the Holy Ghost is the white horse rider. That's right. You and I did too, but Martin Luther didn't. Martin Luther didn't. That's right. That's correct. I'm telling you, people, we're so close. Well, you tell me, explain to me how Martin Luther did it. That's correct. That's right. That's right. And that's all you got until God reveals it. Listen, people. I don't care what you think. That's what our problem is. We say Antichrist is, oh, they believe that out there. No, it's right here. This is the anti.
don't want to agree, and I'm not seeing you.
Okay.
You know, I'll be foolish to just go along with everybody, and I'm not seeing you.
Right.
I want to see it.
Does everybody understand where I'm going with this?
Yes, I do. And like you okay. said, and to God reveal it, I mean, to talk.
That's right.
If I don't get it, and God reveal it to me, it's not going to come clear to me.
Right.
And when he does, you're going to see.
Right.
You're going to see exactly
right.
what
And you're right about Martin Luther and John Wesley. They only had a part, but that doesn't mean the word wasn't there.
Right?
So they were, to everything else, they were anti-word. I'm sorry. If you're for, you're either for or against. It's like me and Brother Tom Ernest was talking about. And Brother Donnie and I were hitting on it yesterday or day before yesterday. No race intended. It's black or white. There ain't no gray in between. The gray in between is the devil. So it's either black or white. You're either a white righteous church or you're a white righteous church seeming to be, a black church seeming to be a white righteous church. That's why we've got to have the Antichrist driven out of us. But wait a minute. Now you got it in your soul. You got the new birth in your soul. But let's just take, for example. Well, let's take... Brother Tom, Fawbush. Why is he dead now? Oh, he's 80-something years old. Well, why is he dead? Some part of this, let's just be honest, some part of this didn't agree with the word.
Or he didn't see it.
He didn't see it. Okay?
Would you say he right. received what he was going to receive?
Right. God saw him receive what he was going to receive, and right there was it. But the part of him that was against the word went to the grave.
Right, but he didn't intentionally.
No, I'm not saying you intentionally. It's like Sister Johnny said. Once it's shown to you, quicken, just like that.
Right.
There's no struggling. But when it's revealed to you, you instantly come to it. Or either if you disagree with it, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you inside.
It's a good thing to know, because you don't know that it's got to be straightened out until you know.
Well, listen, I'm going to be hard. That's what Brother Dale's been preaching for the past 2 or 3 months.
Right.
It's not anti out there. It's anti right here.
That's right.
Right here. This is anti.
Amen.
Ask him. He'll tell you. Pay attention in church. He's trying to tell us this is anti. This is okay, but this is anti. Why does Brother Dale say that's why we're still dying? Because even when we come to this capstone, you're still, Brother Branham came to the capstone, but he died. He went by the grave. His work was over. His work was finished.
But you can still sin in your flesh.
Absolutely, every day.
So that is what you're saying.
Sure. See, y'all are taking anti all the way over to the Pope. No, that's not what I said. I didn't say nothing like that. Did I? You're not anti like the Pope just turned the thing down to start with. You've got things in you that you don't understand, that you struggle with. Let me tell you something. Let me be real. We're okay. Sex is against the word. It's against the original word of God. Sex is, and if we do it, then we're against the word of God. That's why some people then, though, they take it over here to this side and they say, oh, don't have sex no more. No, but then the Bible comes back and says, hey, the bed is undefiled. Multiply and replenish the earth. But now remember, the multiplying and replenishing wasn't by sex to begin with. It was by the spoken word. But when Eve took a thought that was anti-word, she produced the product. Come on, people. We got to realize that anti's right here. Don't sit in church and think you're just so holy and pious and I know everything. No. We're anti-word. Until that word's revealed to us, we're anti-word.
That's right.
On Brother Tom, say he saw it, like you're saying, what would have happened?
If you, the people that see the completeness all the way to a portion that they're allotted, which is taking the full word of God to the headstone, yeah, they're not going to see death. Because death is the last thing to be destroyed, and that's this thing right here.
You know how I look at it when
No, you're seeing the rapture as a you're seeing the rapture as God's got a date on the calendar. That's not it. Right, but he's going up in the rapture. The dead in Christ shall rise first. That's the ones dead in Christ. That's why the new birth is the most important thing. Because, see, that gives you a free ride, but it doesn't give this guy a free ride. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? Because that's why we need all these virtues if we got the Holy Ghost and all we need.
That's why Brother Branham
come. Come on, people, we're missing the boat here. That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Even Peter only saw a portion. And you can say he was anti-word to the part he didn't see. But because you either for or against, you say, well, I don't understand. Maybe we ought to use that. We don't understand the word. But what is that? It's anti. It's against. This was born against the word. Brother Branham said, somehow, maybe I'll bring that quote. Brother Branham said, somehow, God came down through all this, and he pointed it, I believe he was pointing, that came down through all of this and gave you the new birth. So he birthed your soul, not your body, not your spirit. Memory, reason, conscious affection, tell me that's born again. You ever had a bad thought? Had one this morning. So is that word? Is that word? Yeah, you will. When you get changed, you will. Right? Y'all having bad thoughts now? Some of you. I want, but listen, I'm telling you, I'm standing here. I want somebody to prove me wrong. Prove to me that we're totally the Word of God right now. We're not. Yes, we will.
I mean, we're out of here.
Okay, but we got to come to a place to get it. You're thinking that God's just going to come on a day on the calendar. No, he's going to come on a day when somebody stands up and says, death, you don't have a part of this anymore, and God's going to change these atoms. Why? Because of it, the February the 23rd? No, because when you're ready. When the Word of God in you, Brother Branham said, well, Paul said, I die daily. So what are you dying from? Anti-word. Readiness of the bride. Not a date, not a time. It's you and I getting ready. I'm glad this is this way. It kind of shocks everybody and brings everybody to realize that. Why do you think we needed the statue of a perfect man? Why do you think Brother Branham had to preach us back to brotherly kindness? It had become anti-word down through the ages. But remember, when Brother Branham said we said that the anti-type, does that mean that it's against? The type and the anti-type. No, that's just a part of the type. It's just not the type. It's an anti-type. So anti is not always against. Okay?
But you're always agreeing with the word.
That's correct.
As it comes to you, that's the sign of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. But do you do everything that Bible says? That's right. So you're against this right here.
That's why the word is so important. Nothing else is important.
That's right. See, I think we, and honestly, let's be honest. I think that we throw up a shield. We're in the message. We've got all the word. That's the worst thing you can do. That's the worst thing you can do is sit there and go, we've got all the word, so we're okay. No, we're not. We're in the worst condition we could ever be in. Because we do have the opening of the Word, the open book. And we're denying it. You say, oh, well, I'm not denying it. Well, you got all the virtues working in your life? Our life proves it.
Do we just do the little simple thing?
That's right. That's correct.
You're anti-word until you obtain until.
That's right. Thank you, sister. You have grown so much. You're just a darling. I love you. I couldn't have said it no better. You ready? You want to finish? You got about 20 minutes. But you are anti-word. But when you become anti-word, like y'all are thinking about, is when the word's presented to you and you go, "No, I'm not doing that. That's not right."
Right. That's what they're thinking.
See that baptism. I got to stay with Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Or we say, well, I got Brother Bram said have godliness to be like God. But he said we got to act like God. But like Mama said, the simple things we do. Do we come to church on time? Do we read our Bible? Do we study? Do we pray for the pastor every Sunday, not just when we think about it? Then you're against the Word of God. The Bible says pray without ceasing. That's right. I believe what we do is, this is our life, is that we are, because you can't, you put body, spirit, and soul, and you make little circles. There's no circle. You can't cut yourself in two and see three circles. Just like this, you can't cut yourself in two and see a line of faith and a line of virtue and a line of knowledge or a half a line of this. No, this is just for illustration purposes. But it is that the Holy Ghost is in the soul waiting on you to bring the Word to it. You say, oh no, it's the Word. Now, the prophet said, he's in there waiting on you to bring the Word to it. And if you don't bring the Word to it, it's laying out there against. But when it's presented to you and you say, praise God, how many times have you been sitting up there and you've been wondering and struggling about something? Well, that means you're anti-word. Sorry. But when Brother Dale brings something or any other preacher and you go, that's what that means. Well, you know what? That just comes over and fits in a slot. You got a little gap of anti in there. Sorry, we do. And it comes over and goes, but you know what? People that are anti from the inside, they go, I don't believe that at all, and they just let it go on out. Now, that's anti that y'all are thinking I'm talking about, but it's not. I'm not talking about that. When the word's presented to you and you receive it, we say thank God, and we don't do that no more, or we have come to a position that doesn't bother us anymore, then that anti part's gone. Brother Brown said, we sin every day as Christians. Why do we sin? What is sin? Oh, it's not smoking, drinking, cussing, and all that stuff. It's what? Unbelief of what? Have I just proved my point? That's what he said. He said, that woman stepped up and said, pray tell, man. Brother, what is it? He said, it's unbelief of this right here. Not what some man teaches you or your grandma tells you or your mama tells you. It's unbelief. The prophet said that unbelief is sin. Unbelief of what? So what is unbelief? You have belief and unbelief. For and against. The word anti. I accept that. Because I need it. Because then if you don't, then you can have some of these virtues. We're going to read it, maybe. Read it in a little bit. No, we're not either. We're not even going to read anything. Yeah, well, we're gonna use this thing just for a minute, okay? We'll come back to it. Let's just read what the prophet said about it, though. Watch this. But what I'm saying is we've got to realize, though, brothers and sisters, that the growth process shows that we're anti somewhere. Just the growth process. Right? Brother Branham didn't say you got the Holy Ghost. He said you got the Holy Ghost and you got everything you need for your journey. But he says he's waiting on him to bring, the Holy Ghost is waiting on you to what? Bring him the word. Why? Not for the Holy Ghost, for you. The Holy Ghost don't need the word. It is the word. But if you want to say it's kind of like a capsule. You know what? You take a pill and it's like a capsule. All that good stuff's inside of it, right? But what's going to happen if it stays inside that capsule? It don't do you no good. But once that thing dissolves in your belly because of warmth, moisture, good warm water in the word, what happens? What's inside goes out and does you good. That's what we have got to realize. We got to realize. That's why sometimes we as message believers go, and a lot of people out there believe that once you get born again, you're way up here. Because it says Holy Spirit. But Brother Brown, we'll talk about it. That's the Holy Spirit that seals it all together. The total package deal. Not just the faith down here, because this is a new birth down here. And without this, you can't have virtue. We can't have knowledge. Can't there? So I want us to sit here this morning and think that we're all lost. And we need to be born again, Brother Eddie. That's the growth part. That's why you can say anti, or I can say anti, and you can say growth, and it's the same thing to me. I'm against the word until the word's revealed to me that I've got virtue. Peter had a revelation that what he got on the day of Pentecost, he could use. Because he said, silver and gold have I none. He wasn't rich. He'd actually quit his job. He wasn't a fisherman no more. He was a fisher of men. But he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, what do you have? He had enough virtue in him that God had placed in him to where he could say, but what I have, I give unto you. Okay? Now, how many of us can do that? We got to come to a place that this thing is, and I fall short. I'm not, as a minister, there's more guns pointed at me than y'all. Because if Satan can get me, he's got you. I've always said that. If Satan can get Brother Dale, he's got all of us. But if he can't get him, he can't get us. So that's why we need to pray for him. Hold him up and really pray for him. Because he's got battles and struggles. He'll tell you he sins every day. He's got unbelief. His wife's shaking her head. There's a part that he doesn't understand. There's a part of life. And we all have to live life. And I was talking about the sex part. Don't take it to the other extreme where people say, oh, it's so dirty. No, it's not. It was allowed of God. You hear me? Allowed. It's permissive will. But God did say that that's the way. Now you need to multiply and replenish the earth. And be one with your spouse, because we're supposed to have a relationship with God just like we have a relationship with our wife in a type. He's supposed to make love to us and bring us the word and give us the word of God, right? We're supposed to embrace God. And he's supposed to give us the word of God. That's what it says. But you can carry it over to the extreme. Bring it back to the middle of the road. I doubt if you can't love your wife, you can't love God. Our husband. Hello, works both ways. Okay? But realize one thing. If you're not born again, you can't have any of these virtues. You can have a portion of them just in human life. Some people are just good-natured. They're just good. Some people are not. But the ones that are not, if they get born again and they go up the statue of a perfect man, what's that doing? That's killing that anti-part. Right? That's the only way I can see it. Being born again. By what? The incorruptible word. I didn't finish the thing, but by the incorruptible word. See, the word's incorruptible, but we make it corruptible. Right? We make it corruptible. Brother Joe? You just agreeing? Okay. Okay, sign high. All right, let's read this, what the prophet said, just real quick. So now let us read now 2 Peter, first chapter. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained light, precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. I like the way that's stated right there, because my whole subject this morning is based on faith. Let me read that again. Listen close. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained light, precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. All right, let's go. Notice, he says that I have obtained. Right? Because my whole life subject, I got to get over here and put my pointer in the right direction. This is all new to me. Notice he says, I have obtained this faith. And I've been addressing to them that has obtained the light, precious faith. All right? So that's who he's talking to. The reason Brother Brown liked this scripture, if you read on down through the statue of a perfect man, he says, this is to the church, those that are in Christ. So Peter has brought it into he's narrowed it down to where he's, a sinner can't understand this. If you've obtained light, precious faith, you've entered into the faith of God in your soul. Then you bringeth the word, and you see whether that agrees with what's inside of you or not. If it does, that's where Brother Branham said the Holy Ghost only agrees with the Word. And that's the way you and I, if you hear the Word and disagree with it, I would say I don't understand it is the best thing. And you know what Daddy says? God's not revealed that to me yet. Yet. Question mark, not a period, question mark. God's not revealed that to me yet. And there's a lot of things God hadn't revealed to me yet. But if I have the Holy Ghost, He promised He would reveal it to me. But you know what? If I quit doing this and quit coming to church and quit studying and quit reading my Bible, guess what? God's just going to take me off the scene. Remember the preacher? Remember the preacher? Brother Bram said he had the Holy Ghost. He said, I'm tired of it. I'm finished. He went and got drunk and started drinking. 2 months later, God took him home because he wasn't going to mar his name. What? The anti-part of him took over. Sorry. You say Holy Ghost and drink beer? It's what the prophet said. It's what Brother Branham said. You know, you say this thing is hard. It is hard to understand. But you just got to believe it and say, okay, until I agree with the Word, I'm against it. You say, oh, I agree with everything. Do you? Do you? Let me read where you're supposed to be this, and let me read where you're supposed to be that, and let me read where you're supposed to be this, and we'll see. Right. That's right. No, the boy made a choice. If he would have chose not to start drinking, he let a spirit get on him that was against the Word of God. I'm sorry. He did. He let a spirit get on him that was against the Word of God. That didn't mean he's not a Christian. That just meant God wasn't going to let him do that very long. That's why you see a lot of people dying and doing things. You don't understand. A lot of things we don't understand. That's why we just leave it alone. God takes somebody home. You never know what's going on in their life. Okay? Because God's dealing with them. God's dealing with me and you one-on-one. Right? Individual affair with God. You're the one that knows whether you're treating your wife right, whether you're treating your husband right, whether you're slipping around and cutting your hair or slipping around and saying little bad things or taking this or doing this. Who knows? Only you. But one day, it's going to all manifest. One day, it's all going to come to light. But right now, we're in a growth process. How can Brother Branham say there's make believers, true believers, and unbelievers in every congregation? He knew because he could look into the inner part of man. You and I can't do that. It's like Dad said, I'm totally glad God don't give me discernment of what y'all thinking about while we're preaching. We'd be very discouraged because we could see the make believers. We could see the unbelievers. They would be black. Remember the woman or man would walk up in the prayer line and he'd say, I see you have a, you're very pleasant. In other words, they had the Holy Ghost. He had the Holy Ghost. Right? Even a woman preacher would come up and he'd say, I see you have a wonderful spirit about you. Now, that's anti-word, but see, that wasn't the part she was supposed to play. We know now that's not right. But she's gone on to be with God and her reward. So we don't know how that played out. But if she got the Holy Ghost, she shouldn't be preaching. But now we know in our message believer camp, all of us, we see that woman's not supposed to preach. So now we see that if you are in the message and you think you can preach, you don't have the Holy Ghost. You're anti to start with. Right? But see, at that time, she didn't know that. We got to go real quick here. But she didn't know that. Wasn't revealed to her yet, but once it was revealed, then because Brother Brown watched a lot of times they come, he said, Sister, whatever you've done, you need to get it straightened out, blah, blah, blah. Just like Jesus told that girl in the Bible, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. Same thing with you and I. We need to be careful. We are sinners saved by grace, but we still have sin. Which is, one more time, I want you to say it. What? Unbelief. That's anti from belief. Right? Oh, study. We'll get to this maybe next Sunday.